Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome to KCNR 96 FM or 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is North State Now. I'm James Mazzotta. I was literally talking right up until I was supposed to talk. You were right. You're like, we're on. And I'm like, yeah.
Hey, I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
Hello, Emily.
Hello, James.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So we are here. This is our monthly spot, guys.
We missed last month. That was kind of a bummer. But
I know. What happened?
Well, it was a little bit shingly for you.
Oh, that's right. I can't even. Yeah, see, I'll tell you what.
You were in a bad way.
I was in a bad way. I was in a coma on Norco trying to just get even 5 seconds of pain relief, which that stuff didn't do. Uh-huh. I don't know why.
It's the weirdest thing because I had shingles and it lasted 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And as soon as mine were almost over, James got them.
I know. And the doctor said it's not contagious. And I was like, I came to work just
pissed. And we don't even like each other, so we're not even near each other. No.
I was pissed.
It was awful. He called me up and he said, you gave me shingles. And I said, I can't. It's not possible. Maybe it is possible. I don't know.
But anyway, folks, let me tell you, I am not a big vax person, but I'm not anti-vax either. So I'm kind of neutral. But when it comes to myself, I'm afraid of needles. So I don't want that. But let me tell you what. As soon as I'm clear, I'm going down to get the vaccine.
So
because
am I.
I cannot have that again.
It was so miserable.
It was the worst.
You can't sleep. It is painful.
I felt like I had been in a car accident and a truck hit me in an intersection.
It was terrible.
I felt like I was burning. Somebody was putting their cigarettes out on me.
Yes.
I felt like the itching was like poison oak times 1,000. And then every once in a while, I'd get these, like, somebody took a taser and shocked me.
Yes.
Good times.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible.
So that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's why we weren't here last month. Yes. We were both just kind of recovering.
I think I looked at you with a tear and said, can you please tell them
yes.
I just need one time off. Anyway, we're back, and thank you for listening, North State. Hopefully you guys are out there staying cool, staying safe. If we sound a little muffled, it's because we are trying to practice social distancing, and we are all covered in masks. So we're talking through masks, through a microphone to you, and my glasses keep steaming up. But we are here with Enjoy Magazine, and we are still plugging along, even with the Rona infecting the world. We are doing our best to still bring this great North State a wonderful publication each month. We are trying to let all of you know the wonderful businesses, places, restaurants, things that are open. Let me start off, Rhonda, with a little caveat here, okay? Because I'm not a person that gets up on my soapbox very often. Well, I am in some cases, but not like in social media. That's not my thing. Because I think we all need to be grown-ups and adults. And I see a lot of people on social media acting like really bad children. But well, with that said, this magazine and what we're here tonight talking about is the greatness of the North State. Now, that is no means we're giving you a green light to get in your car and travel somewhere and blah, 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 all over somewhere. So, you know, you are an adult that are listening. We're telling you about things that are out there, things that can be done when it's safe and when it's timely.
And so, we also recommend that you call if we are mentioning some place that's really cool to go to. So
yes.
To call first before you go,
so
because
my
things change
is,
daily.
We get these people that write us telling us how un-COVID friendly we are. Nobody has a gun to your head and is telling you to get in your car and drive to the coast, okay? We're telling you this is what you can do at the coast when COVID's over or when it's appropriate in time. And that's part about being an adult is using your brain and knowing that right now is not the best time to be traveling. So just because we have a story on going
and
to look at a tree in the forest doesn't mean you have to go do it.
And it's not even that. It's not a good time to travel. It's just not a good time to be around a bunch of people.
Well, yeah.
But traveling is fine. You can travel.
Well, if you're in your car and you're not getting out.
And you can be away from people and go to the beach.
Drive through Oregon so somebody can pump your gas. You don't have to get out. You know, that kind of stuff. Just think about what you're doing. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to be a little sarcastic and mean because – I just get frustrated with people, but you know what I'm talking about. So yeah. I just wanted to put that out there because we're talking about all kinds of cool things.
There are some really awesome things to
places
do here.
Places that we're going to see, do, touch, feel, smell, but you're going to have to do it in a safe way. And that's about being an adult and making those right decisions, right? Okay. So enough of that. So we are here with our August 2020 issue. This is issue 167.
Do you believe that? I know.
You know, and that number is huge, and yet in some time I go, is that it?
Well, you know what, though? If you stack if you stack every single magazine up in a pile.
You can go to the moon?
Well, it's a pretty hefty stack there, because some of those magazines are 104 pages.
I know.
So, yeah.
Plus.
Yeah, plus.
There's some, yeah. So this issue is a beautiful, beautiful cover, I think. It's called Under the Stars, Starlight, Star Bright. And a lot of people don't realize, but this is a real picture. This is a picture that is long exposure. So it was taken during some, I guess, dusk. So there is sunlight, but it also is exposed so that you can see the stars. And the gentleman that's outcropped on the rock that's reaching out, you look, it looks like he's got a light beam coming from his hand. And some people are like, oh, that's so cool. It's a flashlight. That's not the flashlight. That is actually the tail of the comet that just passed us.
What?
And he's reaching out and looking like he's holding the comet, and the tail is flying out from his hand.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's amazing. We even work there, and sometimes we don't even know half the time what it is that we've got in our hands. So anyway, Rhonda, who is the...
Ryan Thompson. And actually, we asked Ryan to be here tonight, but our condolences go out to him and his family
because he
lost his grandma.
Oh,
so,
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, but he took the photo. He's taken a few photos recently for us, and he is an amazing photographer. And we're going to talk a little bit more about him and UWE Adventures later on, because we have somebody from UWE Adventures coming on in a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. And Ryan does some photography classes,
uh-huh.
Events with them. So,
oh, very cool.
But he's a very talented, and he's a young kid, and he's just excitable. And
well, honey, everybody's a young kid compared to you.
Well, I know. That's true.
Anyway, also we have in here, it's called our Savor the Flavor page, and these are the... you know, thank you for supporting local restaurants. We always like to point this out because there are restaurants that are open, even though we are in kind of closed mode. But everybody is taking another new approach where there's a lot of outdoor dining, where they have the tables social distance, and obviously they clean and sanitize between each group of people. But I was just noticing as we're down here in the studio, Kobe's got tables all out on the street. So does, it's not Los Gordos, La Cabana across the street. But we have a page in here that talks about all the restaurants that are open that you can visit for either takeout or that have some type of social distancing dining that's available. There's La Testimonial, Organic Bistro, La Cabana. There's Market Street, Nello's Place, Trendy's, Los Gordos Taqueria, I'm sorry. Cedar Tree Restaurant.
And these aren't all downtown restaurants.
No. These are just all over. The Sandwich Tree, Shameless. A lot of them, though, are.
A lot of them are, mm-hmm. Yep.
But Smoke and Moe's is out towards the airport.
Uh-huh.
And that's where my son works at Dutch. So when I go get a Dutch, I also get a rack of ribs.
They have really good.
To rake my teeth across. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum.
So, you know, there aren't a lot of things. Normally we sit here and we talk about all the great events going on. Unfortunately, most events are canceled. I am sad to say that we did start the season off with Movies in the Park, and we did it in a drive-in format. And it just got very difficult to have to try to manage that with licensing. There's a lot of licensing issues right now. So we've put it on hiatus, but we are working. I've been talking to the city about a project and also the Civic Center about maybe bringing something back. So we're working on things. And because schools are in, but they're not really in, it allows us to just kind of float and extend our season. So we may actually pull, you know, just randomly, if there's a possibility, do some type of a movie or a show throughout the rest of the year until it gets too cold. So just keep that in mind, look social media, go to...
That might be kind of cool, too, because are people going to be in their cars still?
Yeah, still at this point, it looks like that's the way it would be. But, yeah, I mean, the movie selections, if it's cold out, you know, it's much easier to stay warm in a car than it is when it's 140 out.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so there's a lot to cover. We have our first guest in the studio. He's one of our regulars that we always kick off with. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we will get started with our show. Thanks so much. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Enjoy.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, North State, to KCNR, FM 96.5, and AM 1460, your talk radio. This is North State Now with James Mazzotta,
Rhonda Alvey,
and Emily Miranda
with Enjoy Magazine. And welcome to our little humble airwaves in the North State.
Every third Thursday of the month.
Cutting through the smoke and the ash to bring you joy, right?
Right.
Always something. So we're going to get right into the meat of it. We actually one of our guests that flip-flop every month. They rotate between Joe Shipman and Mr. Blake, or the Blake Down, as we like to call it. So Blake is with us tonight from Viva Downtown.
Hi, everyone. It's nice to see everybody's feeling all healthy and back in the studio. I missed you guys last month.
Yes. Well, we're glad you're here today.
Thank you. And it was so nice. Well, I got to see Emily about a couple weeks ago because we did a little interview.
Yes, I actually came in early that morning to do the interview, and then when I got there, I was thrown to the curb, and some other people took my spot.
James is too famous. I didn't want to interview
him. No, that's totally cool.
Emily's totally cool. Oh, my gosh. I hope you guys in the Enjoy magazine are reading her monthly coverage of a nonprofit in the North State. I think that's now my favorite part of Enjoy magazine.
Oh, I didn't know that you had talents.
Yeah, Emily does our giving back stories every month. And
Emily does a lot.
She does. And we've been doing the giving back stories in every issue since we started. So it's always the last story, and it's always something that is maybe not a great subject, but it always has a silver lining, mm-hmm. and it's a, you know, kind of a feel good kind of story. So, mm-hmm. But Emily's been doing them for what, 2-3 years?
Yeah, when I started for you guys, pretty much.
Yep. So.
So uplifting for you.
Yeah. she did a wonderful one. I was going back through the articles of Enjoy, and she was talking about Empire Recovery over here in mm-hmm. Downtown Reading.
That was one of my favorites.
That building was built in 1919. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, over 100 years old. And what was super interesting was it was one of the first recovery centers in the North State.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, I mean, you can imagine after California Street typically being the rough and tough bar town it was.
Right.
This was major for Reading in its development.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say was as if that's changed.
Come on down to California Street. We're rough and toughing it right now.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. There's so much, you know, regardless of everything happening with COVID-19 restrictions and our town, you know, reopening and reclosing, you know, downtown's still vibrant. The construction and redevelopment is moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Viva Downtown, like any other organization, is pivoting the situation. And how does one become a community engagement organization during times where you can't actually engage the community? So that's some of the things that we've been doing.
You've been working really hard, and you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you, Rhonda. Yeah.
My face is cutie pie, just rubbing it up and down the streets all day long. Yes. I see you.
Wearing my face mask and waving at everybody on each corner.
Shaking hands. No, not shaking hands.
Elbow bumps.
Yeah.
To babies.
Not kissing babies.
Yeah. Well, Viva Downtown. So some of the ways that we've been trying to pivot and still support our community is we've been doing $50 gift card giveaways.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Yeah, this is our 16th week of doing gift card giveaways, and we've been purchasing these $50 gift cards. We don't ask anybody to donate because we know how to support our downtown businesses, even if they are closed at the moment for in dining. Still get yourself a gift card. So 16 weeks, $50 each. We've done $800 so far, and we're going to continue this until restrictions lift. So that's super important. This week we partner, Shasta Regional Medical Center volunteered to help out with this week.
Yeah,
and
that's nice.
They created their own little Shasta Regional Medical Center gift basket.
Uh-huh.
And so tomorrow not only do you get a gift card, but you get a gift
basket. Have you seen the basket?
It's cute.
Did I do it?
You must have done it. They had a big sign that says,
I was gonna say, what
wash
they,
your hands.
What are they going to give you?
I know.
Gonna, like a free colonoscopy or something? Like, you know.
You'll find out.
I could use that. I'm at the age. I need it. How do I get?
There's
how
a
do
shingles
I sign
vaccine
up?
In there.
Oh.
But basically, if you guys want to enter in these $50 gift card giveaways, just go onto our social media accounts, Facebook or Instagram, and it's super easy. Just like the post, comment, and tag a friend, whatever the content is, and you guys will be entered in the drawing. It started out with 15 people actually participating. Now we're up to over 100 people, and I'm writing every single name on a raffle.
See, the longer
ticket.
You wait, the not less likely, but and if you just adopted in the early time, you had a really great chance of winning.
Yeah,
right?
if you participated right when you saw that real $50 gift card. So that's been going so well. I believe tomorrow's is going to be Roots Juice Bar, which is a great downtown.
Oh, my gosh, that place is always busy.
So busy, super healthy drinks. Hey, stay healthy. Get a ginger shot if you're feeling under the weather right now.
Yeah.
The next thing is we have one of the things that we also did, we're doing a We Are Downtown Reading post. So we're interviewing different workers of Downtown Reading. From every organization. We just interviewed the firefighters the other day, some workers at Shasta Regional, but also that's how I got to talk to Emily.
Yep.
And it's a really nice post that we do Tuesdays and Thursdays, so you can see who's actually coming downtown and working and finding the parking spaces and wearing their, and wearing their face masks. To be able that you guys are still able to get served and support our local businesses. So this has been really exciting to post as well.
Yeah, that's actually
great.
Really
that's
cool.
That's really cool.
We appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yep. Good.
What's been going on?
What do you know about the parking lot that's across from us? Like, I look every day, and I drive up hoping that I'm seeing an asphalt truck.
And it's because
it's ready. I mean, it's flat. Drains are in. Uh-huh. The light pole bases are poured. The sidewalks are poured. And it just sits there flat. And I'm like, where's the asphalt
it's
machine?
It's teasing you.
Where's the asphalt machine?
Yeah. Okay. So that's really interesting.
I don't know if you knew, but
We do. You know what? One of our city council workers, people, posted on their account about what's going to be happening. So I believe that is public. If you guys are interested in the redevelopment that's happening in downtown, just go type in your web browser, redevelopment, downtown Reading, and it'll post up everything from the parking, the street circulation project, and some of the buildings going up, like the county house. But basically, this parking. So this is on Placer and California, the corner of Placer and California.
The southern side of the old parking structure.
The old parking structure. Mm-hmm. That is going to be put in, that first half of Block 7, 80 parking spaces, September 17th.
Okay.
Which is fantastic. I mean, parking is coming back online. And for that to happen, I mean, with all these restrictions that did happen, it was beneficial to our redevelopment.
Sure.
So it seemed like we didn't have to worry too much.
So, and out of those 80 parking spaces, I'm going to give you a stencil for you to put Enjoy Store stencil on it for at least 42.
I can do that. I can do that.
All right.
So September 17th, 80 parking spaces.
That's what I wanted to know. There you go, folks. Listen. So in time for the holidays.
In time for the holidays. In time for when bars reopen, whenever that will be. go back to Shameless O'Leary's Throwback Thursday and hug all your closest friends.
Right.
So parking is going to be fantastic. It'll benefit everybody that's around there because not only do you have Enjoy, but you have Cedar Crest. The Cascade when shows start going on.
All kinds of stuff. I mean, there's still everybody's open, you know. Mm-hmm. There's the Mexican restaurant right next to us. There's, the salon. I mean, everybody's still trying to do their best. So.
And they still need it. So if you guys are worried about parking while this is still offline, make a point. The City of Reading has been able to, you know, work with other businesses and find parking spaces that may not be as centralized, but just a couple of blocks away from your destination.
And Dash is starting up too, right?
Yes. I don't have the exact date, but you guys probably
are they going to put plexi between the center so there's like one on each side of this bench seat kind of a thing?
I'm excited. I'm going to see the design next week and check this out. So we'll do some posts on.
And the parking place that you guys designated for the for Cedar Crest and I can never remember the name.
Rally Bertos.
Rally Bertos.
We're just going to bring that up.
That actually is working well.
It is. This is a really cool thing. The City of Reading and Viva Downtown partnered up on this. It's basically 15-minute pickup-to-go parking spaces.
A single designated spot.
Single designated spot. This is so helpful with these restaurants because they're not in dining.
Really,
Cinerama is awesome.
And Cinerama donated. We have 13 businesses participating in this that are all, you know, affected by the not only the street
and
parking and the COVID restrictions.
A lion's eye, I can see that space, and it's all day long.
People are doing it,
and it's working, and I'm like, oh, that's really great.
Damberger is really benefiting from that. I mean, Damberger, one of the most popular businesses and one of the most long-running businesses in downtown. Mm-hmm. I mean, for people to get their Damberger and be able to not worry about trying to find a parking spot and just pick up and go, it's really helpful. So we're appreciative of Cinerama, City of Reading, and all these businesses that still need your support.
Yeah, we desperately do. Well, thank you, Blake.
All right. Thanks so much, Blake. We appreciate it.
We love you.
All right. We love you guys.
Mean it. All right, guys. Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick break again and get our next guest here in the studio. So sit back again, relax. You're listening to KCNR. We'll be right back.
Enjoy.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and you're listening to North State Now once again with Enjoy Magazine. Good evening, everybody. So we just had Blake from Viva Downtown. He's always a delight.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have our next guest in the studio, and actually I got to go through this a little bit, walk a bit of my past. You came into the store and we got talking about the Schrader Planetarium. So we have Christian Schrader that's here with us tonight, whose husband was originally, I guess you and your husband were the...
No, my husband obtained federal grant funds in my husband, Jack Schrader, was the elected county superintendent of schools and from 74 to 78, and he obtained federal grant funding in 78, and then it was constructed in 1979. And the elected county school board members chose to name it for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's okay. Cool, I couldn't remember how it all worked. You guys were at the beginning, beginning.
Jack was at the very beginning. He strongly believed in science, mm-hmm. education. He helped build a lot of classrooms and different school sites and also built the planetarium. And then I got involved in 2015 when the county office was considering closing it, because the equipment was getting old, mm-hmm. and there was not as many students or the public were attending, and a lot of, not just me, but many community members got together for meetings to talk about how we could support and keep it open.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was telling her that the location that it's at actually was my preschool.
Oh, wow.
And that where they are at was my classroom.
That's so crazy.
And that used to be Magnolia School.
Right.
And I used to live in an apartment down the street on Orange Street. And I used to walk to school every day. And then it became the planetarium and then whatever all the other offices that are in there. And I've gone to the planetarium probably no less than 50 times in my life. Mm-hmm. And I love it. However, I will be honest with you. I have not been back since the new equipment has been purchased and installed. So
well,
I'm really
it just
looking...
was put in, right?
It was. We finished fundraising of the $266,000 after the County Office of Education or the Board of Education approved committing half the money, $133,000,
mm-hmm.
and then the Friends of the Planetarium raised the other $133,000. It was installed in November. Our first new shows with the new equipment was in December. In January 25th, we held a 40-year anniversary and honored the reopening and also unveiled a plaque that has, I think, over 160 names on it of donors,
that's awesome.
Community donors,
mm-hmm.
who helped pay for the $133,000 plus. Because we also raised a little bit of money to buy some new shows.
Uh-huh.
So
well, we have Nathan Fairchild on the phone, and he is, what is his?
He's the director of science for
Perfect.
The Shasta County Office of Education. So he works directly with the planetarium and also with Whiskeytown Environmental School, West Camp,
mm-hmm.
and then he works directly with schools in the community and on science.
Right. So, Nathan, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for being here.
We appreciate it. I love science people. So.
And I've got a story for you. You'll appreciate too. You mentioned your preschool being in the Magnolia Building.
Uh huh.
So my first office was in this little room. I didn't really know what his pastory had been. When they remodeled, they discovered it was the cloakroom. You know, kids used to come in, put their jackets in a cloakroom.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine that that's where you put your jacket when you went to preschool.
Oh, or that's where I was got spankings. No,
well,
you're right. There actually was back. There was a cloakroom. It was a very. I have to say, I very much enjoyed that space for. When I was a child playing in school, they had a lot of really great things in the playground, and everything was really cool. So, yeah, and there I do remember there being a place that we put our stuff in, our jackets and backpacks or whatever we had with us. So, oh, that's wild. I forgot about that.
When I first took on the planetarium, that was my office. So now I have an office out on Innsbruck with the Professional Development Center.
Oh, you've grown up. You're a big boy now.
Apparently, but I kind of missed my little office, and it was right beside the planetarium, and it was kind of a sweet little setup.
That's so sweet.
So tell us what's so new and exciting about this new equipment.
Well, this equipment is revolutionary. It's really nothing short of revolutionary, and I think what the public would see would be the resolution. So you go in, and it's bright, and it's clear, and it just looks. It looks like you upgraded your flip phone and suddenly you had an iPhone 10.
Nice.
And that's essentially what we did with the technology. But that's just what we see. What's underlying it, like so often with technology, there's wonderful pieces underlying it that allows us to create far better programming than we could do before. We have more resources. We have ways of setting up those resources, ways of planning and utilizing our show technology and our night sky technology. We have technology for the human body. We have technology for essentially Google Earth on the dome. It's absolutely amazing what we can do. And I've been busy during this time of not having visitors, which is really sad. But it's also an opportunity to make sure that when we have visitors again, we're going to be better than ever.
They're going to be wowed.
Mm-hmm.
That's
we
awesome.
Are going to wow them.
That's
yes.
fantastic.
Especially if they've been here before.
So then I don't feel so bad that I've not seen it because nobody really has seen it, right?
We
had a few months there, yeah.
Okay.
So you can feel bad about the few months.
Well, we sold out shows from January, February, and our last show was March 13th. But we had been selling out shows for the last 2 years.
Wow.
Between 2016, 2017,
yeah.
to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Through Nate's help and oversight, we were able to double the number of shows we offer to the public on Friday nights. Instead of one per month, we offer two per month.
Yeah.
And then you also have a lot of hands-on things, it looks like, as from the pictures and the story.
Nate can talk about that.
We do. We have continued to build that, and right now is a great time to do some minor upgrades there. We had one that we had some trouble with that we now have up and running, which is really cool. It's a gravity exhibit that evacuates this tube. So if you drop a penny and a feather through the tube, they both fall at almost exactly the same speed. It's not a perfect evacuation, but definitely an aha moment for kids and adults.
That's cool. Like I said, I'm a huge science geek, and especially when it comes to, you know, the planetarium and the whole solar system, stars, and I mean, you guys,
it is really a nice treat for us to have this.
It is, especially with the technology that's happening today, and you're seeing all this stuff with like ULF Launch Alliance and Tesla's SpaceX, and I mean, there's just so much going on right now with space and all the new Mars rovers that are heading to Mars right now between us and China, and I think who also, there was another one that left for the United Arab Emirates they just launched. I mean, all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, the great thing that Nate does is he provides programs before they come to the planetarium. So it's not just they show up and see a show. He actually shares with the teachers programs that the students can work on before they come to the planetarium. Then they see the show, and then they have post programs in their classroom that they can do that further expands on what they're learning in that grade level.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
And what I think is exciting, too, is the tagline I've been using for Schrader Planetarium is more than just space.
Yes.
More than just space.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we will always be anchored in space, although that is an interesting visual. But, you know, space will always be something that is a core to us. But we do these amazing programs now that are related to engineering. And we do programs that are related to earth science. We have a new kindergarten one coming along that's about weather. And again, they do lessons before they come. We're the middle lesson when they do come. Then they have some when they go back, too. So we've really made an effort to just expand what we offer to the community and to the students, which is the mission of Shasta County Office of Education. I know
Absolutely.
Judy Flores has been really supportive, and she appreciates that we're able to do a lot of different approaches to science.
Well, with the new technology, you have the ability to do so many new things that you couldn't before, so that's awesome. Thank you.
So we have to take a break.
Yep.
And we appreciate you guys being here today and talking about it. We have a great story in our August issue about the planetarium, about the Friends of the Planetarium, and you can read more about it. And
page 25.
Yep. And get ready 25. For tickets to go on sale again, hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys, both of you. We really appreciate
thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, North State, take a break. Go get us some popcorn, something yummy, a snack, and join us right back here in just a few minutes.
Enjoy.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Enjoy.
And we are back. We're all so busy talking tonight.
Sorry.
No, you're totally fine. I do it about every time. The whole coming back thing is interrupting our conversation.
I know. We've been having some good conversations.
I know. So again, you're listening to KCNR, and I'm James with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And I'm Emily Miranda.
And we are here tonight once again trying to share with the North State all the wonderful things that people are doing and trying to keep our economies up and running. And our next guest is somebody, and he's brought a friend with him, so we'll introduce both of them. There is actually two physical bodies here. But they're doing something really, really cool, and we really wanted to share this because there's a huge push right now during COVID for people to, they're just stir crazy and what to do. And everybody's going outdoors, and they're doing all kinds of things that get them out and give plenty of room and space. And you guys kind of have that all tied up with a string. So I'm going to let you.
Yeah, and this is a story that we did in the July issue, so we're going to talk a little
retro.
Bit about that. We're going back.
Oh,
cool. Yeah. So we have Marcus DeVoisin.
That's it.
And we have...
You lost some!
Yeah. The French?
Yeah.
Nikalin Riassa.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
What is Riassa?
It's Indian.
Indian?
Indian.
Yeah.
Southern Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're here, and they are with UWE Adventures. And
Ooh-wee!
I know what you're
going to say. I don't want to do that.
Yes.
I know.
They're going to talk to us a little bit about UWE Adventures. So
tell us
thanks
what your
for
boys
being
are up
here.
To.
Yeah, definitely. So I grew up in Reading.
Uh-huh.
And since then, I lived down in San Francisco, and I came back 2 years ago, and I think there's just such an opportunity in the area. There's great access to the outdoors in every direction from
mm-hmm.
Reading that you go in.
Right.
I'm just really surprised that there's not more of an outdoor industry, outdoor tourism industry up here.
Right.
So I really want to grow that. And I really, growing up here, I really want to grow the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was backcountry skiing out in Lassen, and at least 10 different people came up to me and said, oh, you know, we're from the Bay Area, and we'd love to, we know how to backcountry ski, we just don't know the area very well, and we need someone to show us around. And I've also been coaching at the Shasta Rock Club, trying to get more people rock climbing. So
you look a little bit like you're fit, so.
Yeah, I work
you
out.
Like you could rock climb once in a while.
Basically, I'm just trying to get people outdoors, have a good time, break them out of their comfort zone, and, yeah, get Reading on the map. Let's do this.
Yes.
Come on, Reading.
I mean, obviously, with people like you, and there are other things that we're working with other organizations as well, it's happening. It's happening. And at some point, it'll come to a pinnacle, and I believe strongly that Northern California will become part of the premier adventure outdoor kind of place that it should have always been. And it's just kind of been ignored forever. When everybody thinks of California, everybody's, you know, oh, some, you know, blonde and Baywatch and beach and, you know, and that's like such a small part of California. I mean, really.
Yeah.
So I totally applaud what you guys are doing because mm-hmm. I think it's brilliant. And it's what it should have been done for a long time.
So, and yeah. You do classes. Are there classes or what do you call them?
They're trips. They're outdoor trips. So Nikalin just led one this past weekend. We went out to the Trinity Alps, Canyon Creek. I got Nikalin here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm the backpacking guide. I am very interested in all the wilderness around here. I think it's extremely underutilized. came here from Ohio, and
Ohio.
I'm from Cleveland, so I'm looking. I mean, I'm from a suburb that's very different pace from Reading. It's like extremely metropolitan, so just there's no forest, no wilderness like it here.
Mm-hmm.
So coming out here, I was looking for a different pace, and I think it's interesting because I go to other places like the Sierras, other places in California, and what you get here is something where you can go on a trail and not see people for miles,
mm-hmm.
and you still get the same awesome views, and you get this area of just wilderness, which is like you're not going to see vehicles, you're not going to see areas of just people camping and glamping, and you can have that too, but
mm-hmm.
what really interests me is just the ability to just take your backpack out there, go out there and just have an awesome experience, an awesome time for as many days as you want.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And I was going to say, you don't look like a pack mule, but, you know.
Well, I definitely have had to learn to, like, deal with my weight a little bit.
But I'm sure you do it. I'm just thinking to myself, that sounds horrible.
Well, the good thing is, I can do it, so anyone can do it. I mean,
it was a great time. We did yoga by the water, by the lake.
Nice. I was going to mention, you also have the yoga trips, and you also have photography trips.
We did. Ryan Thompson just led at Mount Lassen a night photography trip. We got some great star shots. We did the summit hike, and I don't think we got back to the cars till 10 or 11. It was a good time.
Awesome.
And then this weekend, this Saturday, I'm taking two people up Castle Craigs. And these are people that have climbed before, but they want to kind of take it to the next step. So we're going to do a 500-foot climb on Cosmic Wall.
No.
Wow. It will be on rope. But yeah, I mean, I went out to Colorado to the American Mountain Guide Association. I have my rock climbing certification. So yeah, I know what we're doing. We're keeping people safe here.
Yeah.
And also on your website, and I haven't looked at it recently, but when we were doing the story, I really kind of browsed through it. And you do these trips, and it's pay what you can right now. Is that still the case?
Yeah, so it's donation-based, so it's pay whatever you want. And really, the model right now is not to make money. I teach at Enterprise High School. That's mm-hmm. my main job. I have my summers off, so I started offering trips in June.
You have a lot of time off.
I do. That's right. Yeah, so, I mean, basically, you know, it's not a full-time business right now. I'm just offering a few trips a month, and it's just about growing the company.
That's
and
so awesome.
Seeing what happens with it. And then also I'm giving people the opportunity to donate to gear rentals for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the month, I'm going to take 8 kids out kayaking at Whiskey Town. They don't have to pay a thing. I'm going to get lunch for them. It's going to be a ball. And these are kids that are, you know, they don't have, their families don't have the means to take them out kayaking.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they live kind of stressful lives. And us as adults, we have tools. We can go for a run. We can de-stress. But these kids don't know how to do that.
Oh, that's so
I'm just
sweet.
Kind of, you know, showing them,
that.
Like, hey, use the outdoors, de-stress. You got a lot of stuff going on in your life. And the outdoors is a great way to deal with it.
You know,
that's
it's
awesome.
Just somebody like you. I have had several teachers in my life growing up that have just been at pivotal times and places where you inject something that's life-altering forever. And so I think that I commend you. That's super cool that those kind of things can change kids' trajectories totally if they have somebody that just shows them an ounce of interest and gives them an opportunity that they would never have, you know?
That's really all it takes. Yeah, you get the bug, definitely. Yeah.
Right, and the way the world is, I think, with kind of how technology is today, like we're surrounded by screens. Like you grow, I mean, this generation grows up with screens. So
mm-hmm.
I think if you can introduce them to a different, like maybe just something different, like different lifestyle. It at least incorporates that, like, feeling of like, oh, I can, like, you know, be involved in nature and be involved in this, like, community where I can, you know, hone my skills and get fit. And mm-hmm. I think it's a really awesome way what Marcus is doing. And it's awesome to be a part of this because it's like twofold. It's like makes Reading like a destination that people can see, and it gets people out that are maybe not, they otherwise wouldn't have had
sure,
that.
Sure, absolutely. So tell people how they can, the easiest way to get involved and take a look at what you're offering or even bring you funding or bring you equipment or whatever it is that you need. What's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, so the website is OOE Adventures. So here we go. Are you ready? OOEAdventures.com. And all the trips are posted on there.
Nice website. Yeah. Laid out well.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I got my cell phone, my email on there, so give me a call.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. Well,
well
thanks,
thank you guys
so much
for what you're doing. We appreciate you taking the time tonight to share, and hopefully we can drum up some more awareness for what you're doing and continue to help that trajectory of growth.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for having us, guys.
You guys have a good one. This is KCNR. We'll be right back.
Enjoy.
The Second Amendment matters. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Enjoy. Welcome, welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and you're listening to North State Now. And we got to move quick because we have one last guest, and we're running out of time. And this is a person that's very close to my heart. She's family, but she's also a very talented young woman. She is a veterinarian, which I find extraordinary. And she also just started her own business, and that's why I invited her on, because I think it's totally appropriate for right now anyway. And this is Nina Akana. Hi, my dear.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Dr. Akana and her puppers that's visiting with us tonight. I just felt him sniff my foot.
He's supposed to be laying down.
So Nina actually started advertising in Enjoy Magazine's next issue that's coming out next month, but I just grabbed her early because I want people to have the experience and opportunities. If you are a pet lover, Miss Nina obviously is a veterinarian, but she also just started her new business. She is a mobile veterinarian service, correct?
Correct.
What's the name?
So, Akana Veterinary Services.
Uh-huh.
And I recently started in June.
Okay.
And I've been practicing since May of 2015 in both mixed practice, so large animal, horses, cows, even goats, sheep, pigs, and also in
well, just
small
even
animals.
On our ranch, you'd have to take care of so many darn things.
Yes. So I really enjoyed it and wanted to start something of my own and branch out, and so this is the opportunity that I have now, and I'm enjoying it.
So it is up and running.
Yep, as of June, up and running.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying about it being appropriate, I mean, it's appropriate at any time to take care of your pet, but considering the times right now, there are a lot of people that, you know, don't want necessarily to get out and have to take their pet to a traditional clinic because that's kind of like a little bit of a hospital. I mean, I know the pets are kind of safe, but we have to be people taking them there. So then there's people everywhere, right? So this allows you to be able to come to their home, I'm guessing.
Exactly.
And work in the driveway.
Yeah, exactly. So I know vet hospitals around here, as the one that I work at, are taking many precautions as it relates to all this, of course. But there is something to be said as it relates to being able to go to somebody's home, still be able to socially distance, but have that limited contact.
Yeah.
And also to the for the comfort of the animal.
I was
going to
say,
there.
More importantly than anything. Well, and some people. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know people that don't like to leave their home.
What areas do you cover?
Yeah, great question. So all of Shasta County, the greater Tehama County, and then I also service Siskiyou County on Mondays.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So big territory.
Traveling around.
That's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lions,
awesome.
Tigers, and bears, am I?
Exactly. Yes.
So what is the best way to get a hold of you if you needed services? Would it be a phone call or an email or both?
Yeah, so actually all. I have. I also have a website. So it's Akana Vet, A-K-A-N-A, vet.com. Mm-hmm. And then I also have...
You're okay? Oh, she just fell off her chair. No, she's joking. She bent over.
I'm learning my new phone number.
I knew that.
My phone number is 530-276-8280, and you can call or text that, and then visit my website.
And you will be able to see, starting next month's issue, you have a wonderful half-page ad in there, so look for that in Enjoy Magazine and give her a call, and treat your pets to whatever it is that you may need. But do it in the comfort of your own home, basically. You know, I love that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot for being here.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Sorry it was so short.
But, you know,
the show
was
over. I can't believe it.
Thank you, North State, for listening to us, and we will be back next month. Good night.
We could see me about time to do it again.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.